Let's start from the Windows 95 desktop. Actually, this is just a simulation of Windows as it appears on my own computer. Your real Windows setup will probably look slightly different. If you recall from Lesson 1, many people access the Internet using an Internet Service Provider and Internet software, such as the Internet Explorer. Or you can use an online service such as America Online to gain access to the Internet. Or, if your computer is hooked into your company's network, you might use your company's link to the Internet, and possibly a network copy of Internet software. During this course, we're going to use my own personal computer and a commercial Internet provider. I downloaded a copy of the Internet Explorer, which we'll also be using. As you can see here on my desktop, I have icons for my Internet provider and the Internet Explorer. Microsoft labels the Explorer icon the Internet. I've already installed and set up these programs. By the way, these programs can also be accessed through the Programs menu in the Start menu. As I mentioned earlier, the Internet provider gets us access to the Internet, and the Explorer program lets us actually work with the information on the net. There are several ways we can go from here. We could run my provider's program first to get access to the Internet, and then open up the Explorer. Or, we can just open up Explorer, which will automatically run my provider's connection program. Let's try the second way. Open up Explorer by double-clicking the Internet icon. What you see now is the connection dialog box for my Internet provider. When you install and set up Explorer, you can specify which Internet provider you want to use. My username and password are automatically in the dialog box, so just click the Connect button. What you see now is the Internet Explorer window. Explorer is in the process of connecting to Microsoft's site on the World Wide Web, so it can display the Explorer page. I think it's just about finished. Here we go. The first page you see when you run Explorer is called the Start page. Right now, a web page called the Internet Explorer Start page is displayed. You can change which page is used as your Start page. Later on in the course, I'll show you how to do that. By the way, Microsoft updates its web pages quite frequently, so when you access this page using your real system, the page will probably look different. You may also have heard of the term home page. Technically speaking, a home page is the first page in a series of pages that are stored in a website. So there are a zillion home pages out there on the Internet. But the term home page can also be used to mean the start page. Look over the screen, then click to continue. Now, let me back up a little and briefly explain what happened between the time we opened Explorer and the time this page was displayed. After we opened Explorer, it automatically found my connection to the Internet. It then used this connection to hook into the Microsoft server. When it located the Microsoft server, it transferred a copy of the Explorer start page to my computer, which is now displayed in the window. The URL of the start page is displayed up here in the address box. Look this over, then click to continue.